For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Researchers have discovered further evidence in southern Kentucky of a deadly fungal disease that has ravaged the North American bat population. White nose syndrome was recently found on a dozen tricolored bats in the WKU-owned Crump's Cave in northern Warren County, near the town of Smith's Grove. The fungus that causes the disease forces bats out of their hibernation and out into the freezing elements. That leads them to use vital energy and fluids necessary for survival. There's no known cure for white nose syndrome, which has killed millions of bats in North America since its discovery in 2006. Chris Groves is the distinguished professor of hydrogeology at WKU and conducts research at Crump's Cave, where the latest cases of white nose syndrome were discovered.
We did suspect it was going to be getting there eventually. What's happened since 2006, when it was discovered in New York, is that white nose syndrome has spread throughout the eastern United States, really the eastern half of the U.S. and up into Canada. And it arrived in Kentucky in 2013 and then in Mammoth Cave National Park in 2014. And so it just seemed like that, any cave that really there was very much bat activity, it seemed likely that it would show up. So we expected it to be there at some point and wanted to take an opportunity of working with the experts at Mammoth Cave to see if they could come over and check for us.
Chris, do we have any idea how many bats in the cave were infected and how many more could be as a result? If white nose is there, we know that. What could be the possibility in terms of numbers here?
Yeah, when we did the recent survey, there were a number of what are called tricolored bats. I think maybe 50-some and maybe a dozen or more did have very clear evidence of the fungus. We also saw a couple of what are called big brown bats that seem to be healthy. A concern that we have is there's a colony of what are called gray bats, which are federally endangered bats that live in the cave, and we didn't see any sign of them now because they're usually there in the summer. But both the fact that the gray bats are already imperiled, is of concern. The other thing more broadly is that there's bats that prior to the discovery of white nose were, doing just fine, had very healthy populations, and now are potentially in some danger of extinction.
Can you give us an overview on the amount of bats that have died that we know about? And if this were to continue to happen in Kentucky and throughout other parts of America, what are the bigger impacts beyond just the fact that these bats are dead? How does it impact the environment and the ecological system?
The onset of white nose syndrome and the potential destruction of the bats really has broader impacts than just really the bats themselves. So far, there's an estimate of somewhere, I don't know the most recent number, but somewhere between 5 and 10 million bats, I think, have been estimated to have died because of this just since 2006. It does continue to spread geographically and to new caves, obviously, as we see here. I think although a lot of people don't really think much about bats, they like any other organism, they occupy some niche in the in the ecosystem. And so, by having species wiped out, we're really kind of playing a dangerous game to see exactly how the linkages are expressed. Pretty directly, the bats around here, one way that they have significant impact is that many of them eat insects and very large amounts of insects. And so mosquitoes and other, pests are to some degree kept under control by bats, and that would be a very different situation. Fact that's thrown around from time to time is that the cactus that's used to make tequila is apparently pollinated by a certain type of bat, and so it hasn't spread out there to the southwest. But there's broader implications other than the bats themselves.
Chris, I understand that you've asked for the assistance of the National Park Service in helping to further identify the number of bats inside of Crump's Cave in Warren County that may have been impacted by white nose syndrome. What could the Park Service do to help, and what are the next steps moving forward?
There's a number of very knowledgeable folks there at Mammoth Cave National Park, and we work quite closely with them in a lot of ways. I had spoken to Rick Toomey, who is the director of what's called the Mammoth Cave International Center for Science and Learning there. Rick and other members of his team in the national park have been surveying caves for white nose, both in the national park and other caves locally, because there's a number of very important bat roosts in the area. In terms of what to do, the sad thing is there's really not very much. The only really proactive activities have really been to try to limit the spread of white nose, and there's still a lot that's not known about that. And that's to for people to decontaminate equipment and boots and things, you know, when traveling from one cave to the other. But it's clear that bats, you know, are likely carrying it, you know, among themselves to their colleagues. And just in terms of any kind of treatment, there just is nothing that we know about so far.
Once a bat is infected with white nose, is it doomed to die?
Once a bat's infected with white nose, apparently many, for sure, maybe most will die. There are some cases, as far as I'm aware, of some that survive for whatever reason. Whether they gather some kind of immunity from that, I'm not sure. There's biologists that are much more knowledgeable, but yeah, most bats will die.
Chris, you've said there's no known cure for white nose. Do you know if there's anything going on anywhere in the country, in the world, research-wise, into a possible cure treatment for white nose syndrome that could potentially bear fruit down the road?
This is a very active area of research that both federal agencies and university scientists are working on. So far, at least as far as I'm aware, there's been considerable progress in identifying the fungus and the nature of the fungus, and recently some significant work on how the fungus is directly impacting the bats. As far as I'm aware, in terms of any kind of treatment or really anything to do on the individual, either the bat level or the cave level, it's just not there yet.
Chris Groves, thanks so much for coming in to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Dr. Chris Groves is the Distinguished Professor of Hydrogeology at WKU. He's been speaking with us about the recent discovery of white nose syndrome on bats inside of Crump's Cave in northern Warren County. White nose is a deadly fungal disease that has killed millions of bats in North America and has no known cure. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.